Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Prince William and Kate are seriously considering moving to Windsor to be closer to the Queen and royal decision-making, it is reported. The Mirror adds that the change of location from Sandringham would fit in with William having a more senior role in the royal family, and a source has reportedly told the Daily Mail the couple have been eyeing up accommodation options. Currently, the Cambridges divide their time between their London base of Kensington Palace, where they have their offices, and their country residence of Anmer Hall in Norfolk. The home on the Sandringham estate was a wedding present from the Queen and worked well for them at the time, as William was a helicopter pilot for the East Anglian Air Ambulance. Along with this, the Cambridges wanted to give their children, George, Charlotte and Louis, a steady upbringing without public intrusion. But now, with the older two kids at London schools, it means Anmer Hall is a long way to go at weekends. A source told the Mail on Sunday, Anmer Hall made sense while William was a helicopter pilot in East Anglia, and it was useful for Christmases at Sandringham, but it doesn't really work anymore. It's a little too far away for weekends, but Windsor is a perfect compromise. They are eyeing up options in the area. Strategically, the Cambridges would be nearer to the action and discussing royal matters, as opposed to, say, living in California and occasionally putting out an episode of a podcast. Heading forward, the 95-year-old Queen is expected to spend more time at Windsor than Buckingham Palace. Kate Middleton, wonderful as always, has been teaching her children how to sail and has even given Prince William a few lessons too. According to a local source cited by Vanity Fair, the family spent several days in early August sailing a small boat on the North Norfolk coast. William, who dressed in trendy beach shorts and a cap, was spotted steering the boat, taking Kate and children for a sail. They are very much a family of sailors now, says the source. Kate has always been a competent sailor, and William's pretty good too. They've enjoyed some wonderful time on the coast this summer, sailing and showing the children how to steer and sail a boat. They love the water, and the two eldest are good swimmers, and had no qualms about jumping into the sea, even if it was a bit fresh. While on the sailboat, the children wore life jackets, but when it came time for swimming, the trio shunned wetsuits and opted for bathing suits as they splashed around in the sea. The source said, the kids were all running in and out of the water with their dog and spent hours playing in the sand. They are clearly a family that loved being outdoors and in nature. It was lovely to see them playing so freely and not being bothered by anyone. Not even a gossipy source. Palace Entry will be right back. Tonight is the debut of Lifetime's Harry and Meghan Escaping the Palace, in which Sidney Morton portrays Meghan Markle. Morton said, it's a new experience for me. I've played real people in the past, historical figures who are no longer living, but not only do you feel a responsibility to respect this person, but it's also such a sensitive subject, especially in this third Lifetime movie about Harry and Meghan that's covering very personal and traumatic events they've spoken about very publicly. Harry and Meghan Escaping the Palace is the third in Lifetime's Harry and Meghan series, which started in 2018 with Harry and Meghan, A Royal Romance, and continued with Harry and Meghan, Becoming Royal in 2018. Each movie has tracked different phases of their relationship and subsequent marriage with different actors portraying the royal couple. Jordan Dean plays Harry in Escaping the Palace, airing at 8 p.m. The New York Post summarizes the film as dramatizing Harry and Meghan's break from the royal family, their move to California with baby Archie, and all the sturm and drang in between. It ends with a scripted scene showing Harry and Meghan in their blockbuster interview with an unseen Oprah Winfrey. Morton added, I think if you're approaching any role as an actor, you can't judge your character. You're only trying to portray them from their point of view, their truth, and I knew I could approach this role with respect. Meghan's interview with Oprah really resonated for me as a person of color and a woman of color. I haven't experienced being a princess, but oftentimes I can feel like an outsider and I feel isolated, and I used some of my shared experiences. Friends said, you kind of look like Meghan, and a week later I had to say that I got the audition for the movie. The more I started to play with the makeup and freckles and hairstyles and wardrobe, I do think there is some resemblance, especially when I'm standing next to Jordan dressed as Harry. Morton said she wasn't a regular viewer of Suits, the USA legal drama in which Markle played Rachel Zane. I have a very vivid memory of channel surfing. I don't know the show, and I clicked on Suits, and I had to go back. I was thinking, who is this beautiful woman playing this strong character? While I was preparing for the movie, I watched a lot of scenes from the show and also the blooper reels. Seeing Meghan laughing and being silly and cracking jokes was nice. There's certainly no footage of that now. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.